Number three, what are the population and sample characteristics that increase and decrease the accuracy of our inferences about the population mean? How should we use this information when designing our data collections? Well, when we look at the population characteristics, are very simple. The more complicated, the more complex a population is, the harder it is to represent. So, we can call it complexity. Let's, for the heck of it, call it heterogeneity. Heterogeneity increases the difficulty. Homogeneity decreases the difficulty. If you've got a group that's all the same, it's much easier to grab a sample of them that's representative than if you've got a wide, interesting, diverse population. So, what are those things that talk about the sample? Well, there's two things. One is stratification. The more heterogeneous your sample, the more important stratified sampling becomes. If you've got different kinds of people, you need to figure out how to make sure you've got those different kinds of people in your sample. And the other thing is sample size. Larger samples are more likely to be accurate. Once again, it's just chance operating. I had a sampling prof who used to love to say, chance needs a chance. Randomization only gives you the most likely result if you give it long enough to settle in. How do we use this information when designing our data collections? First of all, again, going back to that literature, we need to know enough about our population so that we have an idea of how homogeneous or heterogeneous it is. An answer to an awful lot of questions from here on in are going to be going back to the literature. Not in terms of its content or its findings, but in terms of the methodology that brought us that literature. Second of all, going to the trouble and the expense of getting those stratified sampling frames, and going to the trouble and the expense of getting large data sets. You can only do good stratification if you know what the strata are. And that comes from the literature.